Well, as far as the Broadbeach residents are concerned, bikies are back.
Really?
So they gathered at Federation Park yesterday with Councillor Darren Taylor to have a chat about it.
And this is the residents, not the bikies.
I was going to say the bikies.
Yeah, no, they didn't gather in a big group.
Are they allowed?
I don't know if they're allowed or not anymore because there was a whole lot of them. I'm sure they had patches on. They were getting filmed from a high rise and they're up on gutters. They're all going through Broadbeach in a big pack. And it's really weird because I know that under Liberal, we had the task force take back.
Yep.
And it was all under control. And then as soon as Labor came into power, they disbanded the task force and the rules. They just kind of relaxed the freckle on the rules. So I'm not sure what's going on or why they're kind of.
I love it when
don't
they're
get
by,
the visual.
I love it when they're by themselves and they're very quiet. But you get a few of them together and they can ride up on footpaths and over gutters and around things
just
and go
like
through
the
red lights.
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
So I don't know. They're postulating a bit, aren't they? They're just kind of showing. Giving a rev here and there, so I don't know if they're back or not, or they're pretending they're back, or they are, or they are. I don't know.
I don't know, but they are hanging around Broadbeach.
There you go. That's what you need to know. We sort of know, but we don't really know. We don't know.
Well, Dr. Jeanette Young has closed the borders to New Zealand, slammed them shut. There was a community case in New Zealand, a student, apparently, so... they've gone, no, we're going to shut the borders now. No New Zealanders into Queensland. So, Spider, you'd be over the moon.
And absolutely stoked. I love Jeanette Young. I don't want to cut your grass, Flan.
No, no,
but,
thank you.
Like, if she was available, I'll be throwing my hat in the ring.
Stop it. Whew, is it hot in here?
It is.
It's hot in here.
Also, David Fifita, he was the Gold Coast Titans' massive signing for over $1 million a year around Christmas time. He had a huge night and then unfortunately tried to get into the wrong house 8 o'clock the next morning. Police were called. He was taken back to the watch house. He wasn't charged, but the Gold Coast Titans have, well, it's come out now that they paid for a security system to the house that he tried to get into, which should now come under the salary cap, which gets him into trouble with the NRL. So why, I don't know why they just didn't come out and say, you know what, David's done the wrong thing. We've paid for a security system. Everyone's happy. Why not tell us at the start, rather having another investigation into something that happened 2 months ago.
And do it after the fact that someone's tried, the footballer's tried to break into your place. Like it's going to happen. Look, this will happen again.
Yeah.
There'll be some footballer down the track who'll come into your house.
And the silly thing was, it was only $10,000. So it's not going to really affect their salary cap to get Cameron Smith. So that's what a lot of people thought it was going to do. It's not going to do that. So we'll just wait to see if Cam Smith comes to the Titans. Another day rolls on.